And we are joined by Mr.
Was it Thierry Barbier?
Wow, I couldn't say that right if I tried.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Of Earth Colors?
Yes, I can't tell it the name in French also, Couleur de la Terre. I've been crazy about traveling and flying since I'm a young boy, and I made it. I realized a bit my dream, and flying all over the world is something really great, and I use for that a French light sport aircraft. The name is Ninja. It's a new Skyranger. I think a few Skyranger has been sold in the United States. It's powered by a Rotax 912, which is quite reliable engine to do such tours. And up to now, I've been flying over 84 countries.
That's an amazing achievement, just from the getting the permission from all these different countries to fly across their airspace.
Yes, that's part of the work.
So yeah, that probably took you a whole year on itself, just getting all that lined up.
There's many countries where it's not so difficult. You just fill a flight plan to enter, and then you enter. You have some papers when you land, but it's not more complicated like that. Hopefully, most of the countries are like that. Some countries need a lot of work, like Cuba, for example. It took me 1 year to get the license, the permit to fly over Cuba. Venezuela also, some countries that are not so easy, you know that.
I can imagine.
Actually, I've been everywhere in over these 84 countries. I can say that everywhere in the world, people are nice people. 95% of the people, whatever countries, are nice people. They are really ready to speak to you, to know you. And we are obviously in one world, one single Earth, with a global economy. So we have to live together. We have to solve the big problem of the planet all together as environmental problem, and that's also the objective of my tour, is to show how beautiful is the Earth. And really, I took so many pictures everywhere, because with my light sport aircraft I got 7 hours endurance. I put petrol car for car. I really can go in the most remote area of the Earth, much more than with a bigger plane. And also I can land in a very short distance. In Amazonia, I remove the wheels, I put Canadian inflatable floats, full lotus. So I've been really in remote areas where you can find a lot of people that know how to live in harmony with the nature, in respect of the nature, since centuries and centuries. And this traditional culture has a lot of spices also, and animal or vegetable. There's so much that have been destroyed, and also that natural cultures, we have to protect them. We have to see how they live and know, because our world has changed so fast in Europe here, and we are destroying a lot. And I'm doing this World of One tour also to show how beautiful is the Earth, and that we really have to do something all together as citizens of the world.
So you really do get a completely different perspective from up in an airplane flying over. I mean, you can't tell the difference between Chile and Brazil and Venezuela. They all look pretty much the same from the air.
It's very different. You know, I've been flying over Africa. That was the first continent. Then I toured over Europe. And now I just finished completing America from extreme south of Argentina, Ushuaia, Fireland or Tierra del Fuego, I don't know how you say. Or
that's right.
Up to here. So that gave me a vision, yes, a global vision of three continents. And in the future, I will continue by the two missing continents. And you can see the countries that you have any kind of landscapes and colors, it's so beautiful by the color. It's why I give this name Earth Colors, because if you go through my photo, you can see how beautiful is our nature, our planet. And so I want to show that. I want to make links between peoples. everywhere in the world.
Now, I'm going to guess that this is the first time you've been here.
Yes.
That must have been a bit of a different experience.
Yes, I'm very happy because in a pilot life, it's one nice moment to, it's great moment to come to Oshkosh because it's such a, the biggest air show, air meeting of the world. United States is the first aviation country for light aviation. France is the second one, but far behind. But at least we are second. But
you're trying.
We are 6 or 17 times smaller than your country, so it's not the same sign. Everything looks big for me here.
Yeah, yeah. Takes you forever to get anywhere.
Yes.
Now, I guess most of your flying is solitary. It's just you and the airplane. So I guess it's kind of different to come to this environment and there's just planes and pilots everywhere.
Yes, it's very interesting. It's like a dream for me. So all the people, they can come and meet me and talk to me. I'm very close to this place, in between the runway 1636, 1836, and I'm close to the north tower, north control tower. It's
well,
close
which is
to the
right
radio.
Behind us here. Yeah,
it's the number is 437. It is in the French Quarter. There's a kind of
French Quarter. There you go.
In Oshkosh, you didn't know it.
No, I didn't know that. I'm heading there tonight. Though. It's got to be more fun than we're at.
Yeah. So I am there, 437. My website where you can find also all the itinerary. Since last year, I've got a spot beacon, so you can find with the tracking all the places where I've been, a lot of photos. The website is www.earth-colors.fr. earth-colors.fr. So you can go through the website.
And we can go look
also
at the
I'm
pictures.
Looking for sponsors because the most difficult part for such a tour is not doing it because now I've a great experience about traveling and flying. I've been with motorcycle, with cars in more countries, so I see more than 120 countries up to now. I've not yet completed the whole world, but that's my objective. So to earn the money is one
that's
of maybe
part.
The yeah. most difficult part for many people. Anyway.
Sure is.
So if there's any, there's a lot of place for companies to work with me, if you want to associate with what I'm doing. Also, my sponsors can come with me and fly with me. Last year, I got 3 sponsors that came flying 3 weeks with me, and this year the same. It's one part of my income for the tour, and the other part is my reporter job. I've published 150 pages in various French magazines and European magazines, so I'm doing also some photo here for European magazine and video, and you can buy also my video about touring over the 51st countries. I've got that in my stand. Anyway, you can just come and talk if you want any advice. If you dream to go all over the world, it's not impossible. It's just a question of work also.
Right. It's you don't do it on a lark. You have to sit and plan it out.
There's a lot of planning that would have to go into a mission like that.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us. And again, where are you again now? You're in the French Quarter.
Yes, it is number
is near
4.
The tower.
Near, between the tower and the runway. The north... North Control Tower.
Very good.
Very close to the place where we are now.
All right. Again, excellent. I want to thank you. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.